Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Scott Duran, joined by our very own Scott Micklin.
Hey, Scott Duran.
Hello. Good morning. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
That's good.
Yeah, right?
That's good. You made it to Friday.
We all made it to Friday. That's a mm-hmm. good thing to start off with.
Exactly. That's true. We are missing one of our compatriots this morning, aren't we?
Yes. Miss Megan Culp is not here with us.
She is not.
No. She's doing the right thing and getting proper sleep.
Is she, you think?
I think.
I don't know. Now, she may call in.
Oh, that's
she
right.
She did threaten that she might call in from her undisclosed
is that
location.
A threat?
Yeah, well, I took it as a, yeah. So we'll see. We'll see if she calls in or not. If she doesn't, we'll just keep talking about her.
Yeah, you know what? That's what happens when you decide to leave.
Exactly. When you miss a show, you know, and we're on the air. But yeah. But in the meantime, folks can still call in.
Yes, sir. They can call in.
And they can join the show, right?
Yes, we would love to have you guys call in. We have the number on our screen, which is 505-566-3909. I'll say that one more time. 505-566-3909. Give us a call and tell us what's interesting in your world right now.
Exactly, because that's the name of the show.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we talk about.
It's like we planned this or something.
Right.
It's like
written out. Kind of did. But yeah. But this is the show that's kind of a freewheeling, you know, no topic is necessarily off limits to find out what's interesting in your world and talk about, you know, what's been going on. And I guess as we wait for our first caller, because the lines are open, everybody, we could talk a little bit about what's been interesting going on. Last weekend, we weren't here.
We weren't here. Holy moly.
But we were working.
Yes. We were working for the balloon rally.
We were at the balloon rally. Four Corners Balloon Rally.
Yeah.
Out of Farmington Lake.
Oh, man. We woke up at, what, 5 o'clock? 4 o'clock?
It was early. Yeah, it was early.
To see the balloons.
Yep.
And we had some great footage of it, from what I was told. I didn't
we
really
did.
Get to see it besides
you should go watch it.
I seen it on Facebook.
Okay, all right.
But, you know, yeah. I didn't get to, like, fully experience it like everybody else did.
I see.
Oh, we got to see it live.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But we were out at the at Farmington Lake. We thanked everybody that was out there because we were there Friday, and that was the only day the balloons flew. Friday. Because it was canceled Saturday and Sunday because of high winds, unfortunately. But we were so excited to be able to be there. This weekend, of course, the balloons are taking off from Albuquerque.
That is correct.
Many of the ones that were here last weekend have gone on to the big Albuquerque International Fiesta. And I saw pictures already on Facebook that the balloons were in the skies. So apparently their weather is cooperating today.
And this is the first year without Steve, right?
He's back. No, he's back.
Oh, he's back doing it? Oh,
yeah, they hired him back. Yeah. Steve Stucker, man.
I thought he was retired completely.
Mr. Balloon. No, they brought him back for that. So.
Oh, okay. For here in Farmington, what do we have? We had a record-breaking thing, didn't we? It was like how many balloons we actually had this year for us?
I think there were at least maybe 27 signed up to come to the rally. Maybe on Friday we had, what did we count, maybe 16 up in the air.
16,
and there were some that launched from the lake. Most of them did. Mm-hmm. Some launched from some of the schools around town because they had some events with the balloons at the schools.
Right.
And so we saw some out in the distance that had been taking flight. So, yeah, it was really kind of a cool thing.
We got to watch them, like, touch down on the lake. I did see that.
The little splash and dash, they call it.
Splash and dash.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Look at you with all the lingo.
Right. Well, you know. You pick up a few things, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I would say, on Saturday, we didn't get to actually see them go up, but we did, like, they all got, like, in a circle and, like, started lighting their torches or the pilot, and then we're allowing everybody to come talk to them.
Right. They did that for a little while, too, yeah. since the Mass Ascension was canceled. But folks should go in and take a look. And I think, you know, it'll get bigger and better next year.
Right.
I think the city is committed to doing it again. I think the timing, even though the weather didn't cooperate, it's kind of hard to predict. But I think having it the week before Albuquerque gets a lot of other balloonists maybe to come that wouldn't come if they're on their way to Albuquerque for the big one. So, you know, so I think we'll see what happens next year. But I think we can assure everyone we'll be back out there. Setting up our equipment in the dark, that was fun.
Yes, that was a new challenge, you know what I mean?
Right.
You got to love a challenge.
I think we need to ask Santa Claus for a lantern this year, so we'll have something to light our way when we try to do that, instead of just our phone flashlights. But
that was fun.
Live and learn. That's what happens.
Outside of the balloon, continue on with the balloon theme.
Okay.
We also did the San Juan College Balloon Glow.
The Balloon Glow Friday night. Again, the only glow that happened, too, the way it was supposed to, because Saturday's glow, they couldn't inflate because of the wind, so they had a little candle sticking with just the burners going. But but at the college, again, we were able to cover that and share some of the footage with everybody. And it was really kind of cool shots to see the campus from a drone and all the canopies lighting up, you know, during the balloon glow. So that was cool.
Yeah, it was cool. I'm glad we were able to do that, actually. It was very great footage. We got a very good view of it.
A little warm.
Whoo, boy.
A little warm. But we, you know, until the sun went down. And then it cooled off nicely. And then this week, of course, the temperatures are way different.
Oh, you know what? I'm about ready. I think
you're ready for fall.
I think I might just take out the air conditioner this next week here soon.
Maybe
this weekend.
Okay. Like, I used mine yesterday because the house got a little hot yesterday, and so I turned it back on for a bit, and it cooled down really quickly. But yeah.
Well, was it next week? We're in the 70s, right? I think it was.
We are. Yeah.
And then after that, the next following week is supposed to be 60s.
Maybe. I haven't looked that far ahead. Have you looked that far ahead, really?
Yeah, I was looking at it the other day. I was like, when should I actually take out my air conditioner?
Okay. I gotcha.
So, yeah, I did do that. I don't know, man. I think about ready. Was it this morning? I haven't even used any of my fans or anything like that.
Right. No, I haven't used mine in a while, except for yesterday, as I mentioned. But here's the forecast.
Look at that.
Since you asked for it. Yeah. 73 today, 74 tomorrow, 76 Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, 75 Wednesday. But look at Thursday, 60. 59, 66 on Friday, then back to 69 on Saturday, 71. So it's cooling off slowly.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the lows maybe 39 as the coldest. So not freezing yet.
No.
But getting there for sure.
I'll say that. Yeah. I think at least enough to get the air conditioner out.
Usually by the end of October.
You can at least have your fans on.
Yeah. If you have the windows open.
Yeah, say window open. Have
it
the
does
fans
cool
on.
Off pretty well. But yeah, there you go.
Save some bill. Save
yes,
on the bill.
True. Very true.
There you go.
All right, everyone, we're waiting for your call to call us up and join the conversation. You could talk about balloons. You can talk about the weather. You could talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of the show.
Yeah.
That's interesting here on KSJE. You can talk about Megan Culp.
Yeah, if you want to
talk
about Megan.
We would not hang up on you if you wanted to talk about Megan Culp.
If she is really listening right now, she's going to be like, oh, when I get back, those two are dead.
I think she should call in if she's really listening, but I don't think. I think you might be right. She may be still asleep. No, we know she had something else to do today. Yeah. So she was going to try to call in. If she could, we'll see.
Yeah.
We're waiting to see. I don't know. So,
What else did we do? We were pretty busy.
Well, then Tuesday, we were out at Burke Park.
That's what it was,
Burke Park. We were at the National Night Out with the Farmington Police Department. That was one of their big events.
Yeah, that's right.
San Juan Safe Communities, of course, and a lot of other community groups and organizations, or at least 50, I think, booths that were out there at the park. And so, again, we were out there live streaming. Mm-hmm. Again, some of these visual events don't really kind of translate well on the radio, which is why we just switch over to streaming and put them on Facebook and YouTube, where people can see what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And so that's what we did. And it was a fun night, too.
It was.
Not too hot.
No.
You know?
It was pretty nice.
We had a nice spot, kind of off the beaten path a little bit, so that we weren't blasted by the disc jockey, which was great. He played some good music.
He did. He got everybody up and dancing.
Yeah.
Almost got you, apparently.
No.
No, he wanted to. I'm pretty sure there was a moment.
It's kind of busy. Yeah. He wanted to. That's okay. But a lot of great organizations, like I said, and it was fun to see everybody out there. A lot of folks came over and said hello.
Yes,
they played a little game for a snack, and so that was
cool to
see. So
get a free hot dog or something like that, right? Wasn't an idea?
Yeah, at the event, so that was kind of cool.
Good. You can also see people get dunked in the water tank.
They had a dunky booth there.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. And they were giving away some bikes, I think, too. That was part
of it
as well.
They did give away some bikes. Was it like four in total or five?
I think so.
Total?
Four or five.
I think somewhere around there, which was pretty cool. They're pretty nice bikes from when I looked at
them. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
There was no... Is it There's no expense spared on that one. That was pretty nice.
No, I don't think so.
Good bikes.
Yeah, so that was kind of cool. So that was that's been our busy. Yeah, that was Tuesday. So that was like after Saturday. You know, Friday, Saturday. We got Sunday off because they canceled everything with the balloons, and then came back Monday, and then Tuesday we're back at it with National Night Out. So it's been a busy few days, but fun. And we're glad to do it. And we thank our sponsors for supporters for allowing us to do some of these on-the-road projects like the San Juan County Communications Authority and our friends at Presbyterian Medical Services. If you are a business or know of a business who you think should support KSJE and some of our on-the-road programs, you can give us a call or send us an email or a message and let us know. We're getting ready to sign up new supporters for 2024.
Well, there you
go. Be here before you know it.
It will. Holy moly. It really will. This year kind of went by fast.
I know.
I kind of blinked and realized that it's almost at the end of the year.
Right? Yeah. You better start taking some vacation time or something.
Yeah.
That's what you need to do.
No, not yet.
Okay.
At the end of the year, I think I might.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I won't see you for 3 months.
Yeah.
And he's gone.
I got
gone.
A little trip for saved up at the end of the month here.
Gotcha.
End of the year,
don't do that. Don't wait till the last minute. It's okay. But yeah, the year I think is definitely seems to be speeding by, because here we are almost middle of October.
God,
a lot of things going on this weekend again.
Yes,
we will not be KSJE will not be at them officially, but I'll be at a few events, and you might be at a few events. So it's the big Chili and Oktoberfest here in Farmington. The event started I think last night with the Maker's Market downtown.
I believe so, yes.
Tonight there's an art walk. Tomorrow, of course, is the big Chili Fest downtown with the Chamber of Commerce. Our friend Jamie Church has gotten all the chili cooks lined up and ready to go. So there's tasting and all things available for that. Highland Games and Celtic Festival over in Aztec. That's where I will be.
Yeah, that's where you'll be.
As their MC again for 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. So folks come over to Riverside Park and say hello. And I'll get the kilt out. And, yeah. See how that goes. So
take a picture with Scott.
Right. There you go. But that's one of the other events that's happening, too. I'm trying to remember if there's anything else that's major that's going on that I'm aware of. Those are the two big events that are always happening this
ones,
time of year. So that is happening. So.
I don't know. I don't think there is, actually. But
those are the two big ones.
Yeah.
But, so anyway, but we hope you have a good time, whatever you're planning to do this weekend, everybody. And we will as well. We'll report back maybe next time.
Yes, and we can have even more interesting facts.
True. And we'll find out what Megan was up to today.
Yes, hopefully.
We want a full report on her.
Yeah, we'll tell everybody. Oh, look at that.
Hey, we do have a phone call.
You think it's her?
I don't know.
Bet you $20.
I can't tell. I can't tell from the blinking light who it is.
Yeah, it doesn't say Megan.
It doesn't say Megan. No, it does not. But let's go to the phones and see who it is calling in. Good morning. You're on KSJE. Thanks for calling in this morning.
Hey, good morning, Scott. This is Rick.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing all right, thanks. What's interesting in your world these days?
I got a few things, Scott.
A few? Oh, my goodness. Okay.
A few. Today's my wife's birthday.
Happy birthday to her.
Yep. And she's a first responder.
So. Thank her for that.
Yes, please thank you.
Yep. All right.
Is she working on her birthday?
What's that?
Is she working on her birthday?
No, she took the day off. She took today off and Monday.
Good for her.
Yes.
Good for her. Okay.
So, all right. And then my daughter was, she got diagnosed with cancer. And we were in your studio with the chief and Chief Hebe.
Chief Hebe, yeah.
Yeah, CVB, and she's not the PIO anymore.
Oh, right, but maybe Georgette?
Yeah, Georgette.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we were in your studio.
Yeah.
And we did an interview, and then they did that thing for Chief of the Day.
That's right.
Yep.
I do remember that. Nice.
Yeah,
and how's she doing?
She's doing good. So this is the today she's she's a freshman. At Farmington High.
Wow.
And nice. So yesterday they had their homecoming parade.
Right.
Off of Smith 20th.
20th Street, right there.
Yeah, and she got voted being a ninth grade royalty.
Wow. How about that?
Yeah, right. And so we've had two kids already that have graduated from Farmington High, and this was the first time we've ever experienced homecoming.
Wow. Well, that's cool. Did you have a good time?
Another big. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Did she have a good time in the parade and with all that attention?
Yeah. Yeah.
She
did. She did. And so another big thing that's going on in Farmington is tonight is the homecoming game.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
We missed that.
West Mesa.
Okay.
So three things.
Okay.
So, I'm a proud dad and a husband today.
We can tell. And it's and you're it's well deserved. So good for you.
Exactly. Yeah.
Sounds like you guys have a great celebration all weekend with all the things going on in your family.
Oh yeah, and then there's a Shiprock Fair.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Shiprock Fair, and then Balloon Fiesta starts tomorrow.
Right down in Albuquerque.
In Albuquerque. Yep. Not in San Juan County, but it's always fun to watch on YouTube.
Sure. Sounds great. Well, you've got a busy weekend ahead. It looks like.
Yeah, Scott, thank you. I always appreciate that interview.
Well, you're welcome.
We have it in the archive somewhere.
Good. Glad to hear everybody's doing well, and thanks for the update about your family. That's wonderful news.
Yeah, Scott. All right. Have a good one.
All righty. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Yep.
You're welcome. There you go.
Yeah.
How about that?
Forgot about the homecoming game.
The homecoming game, right? And the Shiprock Fair. How could we forget about that?
I'm
embarrassed that I didn't remember that because I have friends that are going and talking about it. And yeah, so that's a big deal. Big deal.
It is a big deal.
Yeah. So
we got it out there now. That's good.
Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah.
Go Scorps.
Go Scorps.
Homecoming game. So there you are. So that's good. I don't know how West Mesa is this year, so I'm hoping that the
I haven't actually paid full attention.
The Scorps will dismiss them quickly.
Who knows?
We'll see.
You know?
Yeah.
Great thing about football is that there's always a challenge. You know what I mean?
Could be.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a Buffalo Bills fan. I know all about challenges in football. So yeah.
You're one of the top teams.
This year.
Always.
Thank you. No.
Was it for the past 2-3 years now?
A couple of years. Yeah. They were doing all right, but there have been some years that.
I'm a Atlanta Falcon fan.
Yes.
We have not have a great year.
Okay.
Even the years that we thought were going to be great were just not so disastrous. Great. So.
I see. I got you. Yeah, I understand. We share that.
Yes, we share the
commiserations together. Yeah. Exactly.
Comrades in arms.
That's
say.
True. And you know, Buffalo's playing in London.
That's
on
right.
Sunday.
Yeah,
Sunday.
Yeah,
they were all taking off yesterday, I think, from the airport, heading over to England to play the Jaguars, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And the game will be like at 7:30 in the morning here on Sunday, Sunday morning.
Yeah.
So that'll be kind of weird. I really can't justify having chicken wings at 7:30 in the morning.
Oh yeah, you can.
To watch the Bills.
Yeah, you can.
I know. If I was a real fan, I probably would do it. You're right.
Just do it, Scott. It's all right. It's the first, you know, it's only one time.
Yeah, but I don't think, no.
No?
I don't think so. Anyway, yeah, so that's happening this weekend as well.
Yeah, that's right.
Lots going on. But, and the Shiprock Fair is its own little mini city, I think, when it happens this weekend.
Running,
there's a lot happening. The parade, of course, is gigantic.
Yes, it is.
And folks will be waiting and watching. I think people go early, really, like hours early to get spot for the parade to see it. You know,
like a full campout session.
Yeah, so that could be happening even tonight.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I don't know. I think my cousins are going to go.
Good.
My cousin Daniel and them might be going.
Uh-huh.
I will not, sadly, this year. I think I've been only maybe twice in my entire lifetime.
Okay.
Here. But it is fun. It is a good experience.
I bet.
Yeah.
A lot of people. A lot of people, right?
It's going to be a lot of people.
Yeah. So there you go. Okay. Yeah. All right, everyone. Phone lines are open. You can join us here on the air. 505-566-3909. Just give us a call. Let us know a little bit about what's going on, what's interesting in your world. What are you planning to do this weekend? There's lots to choose from, for sure.
Yeah.
And so as we've been talking about, and probably stuff we haven't mentioned is happening this weekend as well. I should probably call up our calendar, maybe see what else is going on, see if I can do that.
There you go. We'll do that.
While
you're trying to figure that out, should I give you some of my interesting things today?
Sure. You've got a couple things prepared. That's good.
One of the big ones that I wanted to share with everybody is that our very own Frank Rubius, who's an American astronaut, landed in Kazakhstan. Kazakhstan? I say that right?
Kazakhstan?
Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan.
There you go again. I think it's trying to say it fast.
Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan.
There's a lot of consonants next to each other in that country's name.
landed in Kazakhstan September 27th of this year. And the reason why this is so amazing is that he broke the American record for the most time spent in space, which is...
Is it the American record or just the all-time human record?
I read as American record.
Oh, okay. All right.
I don't know if there... I didn't see anything about the actual world record.
Okay.
But he spent 371 total days in space.
Now that's longer than a year.
Oh, yeah.
Over a year in space.
Yeah. Amazing. And then he beat Mark Van Hellen, who was the other American who he beat him by 2 weeks, so minus 14.
Okay.
Wow. You want to do the quick math on that?
No, I don't. It's too early for that. But,
right?
Wow, so, that's amazing. And spent... Yeah, I imagine that there's a lot of people wanting to maybe see how his health is. Well, now that he's back on Earth, because after that amount of time, things happen to the human body, I think, in weightlessness for that.
Well, it was, again, another step forward. They're trying to see how long and how well the human body and mind will be preserved in space, like how long you can keep it up.
Right.
Again, for future endeavors, for...
Mission to Mars, or something, right?
When
we're going to be in space for a year.
So, yeah, he spent that time. As soon as they grabbed him back, they put him in a hospital. And not that he was wrong with him. They were just checking vitals, making sure he was okay, making sure he was fed, doing all that stuff, doing the internal checking and making sure he's all good before he gets to come back home and stuff like that.
Well, and imagine with some of these astronauts, right, that are up there for a long period of time, they're giving them certain exercise routines maybe to keep their muscles from atrophying and because you're not, you know, there's no weight on your legs for all those time. And so that's
gravity,
normal for people that are used to being on Earth. And so I'm sure they're studying to see kind of what might work for maybe a longer mission.
Yes.
You know, so that when you get to your destination, your body isn't all...
Yeah. And that, you know,
problematic.
The food that they give them is very nutritious and they keep them going, but not like eating a steak here or a vegetable here. You know what I mean? It's not the same when it's fairly fresh.
Right.
You know, it's put in a bag, airlock zipped and all that stuff, or put into like sort of powder form or
because even dried. As Matt Damon found out, you can only have so many potatoes on Mars for so long, right?
Forgot about that movie. That was a good reference there. Yeah, okay. You can only have so many potatoes.
That's right. But there you are. But that's cool. Yeah,
he was at approximately 5,936 orbits.
Okay.
Which was approximately, how many miles? 154 or 157 million miles traveled. Which they equivalent up to 328 trips back and forth from the moon. That's how much it would be.
Okay.
328 trips back and forth from the moon here.
Amazing
of what he traveled.
That's crazy.
He saw 15 space stations docked and watched 14 of them leave.
Okay,
so he was almost there from the beginning.
Well, not quite, but he was a long time though. When you're there for a year, you get to see all that stuff. So
he was there
a little over a year.
Yeah,
so year and two weeks or so.
Launched him in summers and
do the math.
September 15th or something like that, 2022.
Yeah. Wow. Good for him. All right. Yeah.
So that was my big thing. I thought that was very cool when I read about that.
That
so
is kind of cool. All right. There you go.
Future endeavors for Mars.
Very, very cool. There you are. All right. We've got the KSJE calendar. Events calendar loaded up here, everyone. And we also would like to remind you that we do offer a free events calendar. So if your nonprofit organization or community group is having an event, we invite you to put it on our KSJE events calendar because that's where all of our announcers pull stuff from to talk about on their shows and things like Scott Duran and Megan Cullop, to name a few. But yeah, as we talk a little bit about this, there's a Mostly Wild exhibit happening, probably a film festival over at the Henderson Fine Arts Center Gallery. Oh, that's the art show, Mostly Wild, the new show that's open as of October 6th today. Dirk Powell and Cedric Watson at the Performance Hall tonight. It is an Astro Friday with the San Juan College Planetarium, probably talking about the eclipse, which we also can talk about for next Saturday.
We did.
There's a San Juan Basin Archaeological Society presentation next week at Fort Lewis College. Music department performance here at San Juan College on October 17th. So, yeah, lots of stuff happening. Four Corners Art Association exhibit at the Hart Gallery, downtown Farmington. Yep. So, yeah, lots of things going on. I'm glad we checked. Durango's having an Apple Days Festival at their Farmer's Market tomorrow and Dog Days of Summer adoption event in Telluride. So lots of things. Caliente's Cabaret having their Ghoulish Gala next Saturday. And the Santa Fe Symphony is on our events calendar featuring the Planets next weekend as well, October 15th.
I should tell them about my astronaut fact.
You should tell them about that. They may put that into the show. So, yeah, but there you go. And, of course, there's much more. That's just the first page of the events calendar at KSJE.com. But we invite you to check it out. And, again, if you've got an event that you're working on or volunteering with, you can put it on our calendar.
Yeah, so very easy step-by-step set of instructions on there. Yeah,
exactly.
You can just load up.
That's true. 505-566-3909. Give us a call. 505-566-3909. You can give us a call and get on the air and say hello. Tell us what's going on, what's interesting in your world this week. And so next week we were talking about the eclipse.
We are.
Right? Happening. It's like going right over our head.
It is.
Happening right in the sky. We are in the prime place in the country, one of them, to see this annular eclipse.
Exactly. Last time we talked about it, you actually were able to pull up, I think, the image of it, and it literally did.
Oh, the map.
It literally come, yeah.
Yes.
Of it coming by, and it comes straight over Farmington in the Four Corners area right there. So
it's actually traveling diagonally across New Mexico from our spot, basically here in the northwest corner down to the southeast corner into Texas as it exits the United States. But so it's not a very big part of the country
that
sees the totality of this annular eclipse.
Yeah. But for most...
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, are you going to go see it? You're going to be outside? You got your special glasses?
You know what was funny is that now we're talking about this. I went to Sam's Club to go shopping for groceries the other day.
Uh-huh.
And one of the products they had there was a telescope. They're prepared and ready.
Oh, see?
A big whole selection of telescopes that'll help you to see the solar eclipse.
Nice. Did you buy it?
No, I didn't. Right. But I should. I want to. Right. I'm going to try to plan to see it.
Someday. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
I might, you know, I don't want to directly look at it, but
no.
if I can get my hands on that telescope, Scott.
Okay.
You know,
that'd be cool.
Maybe KSJE would like to sponsor that.
Right.
Because I think it was like maybe $200 or something like that.
All right. That's kind of cool.
So.
Let's see. I'm trying to find the.
Do you have stuff like that to watch, to look at it? I bet you do.
I bought some eclipse glasses.
I knew it.
I have those. Yep.
I should have known.
At the house. Yeah. Well. You know,
when it was
coming. But yeah, I had some from the last one, but I didn't save them very well. So that's too bad. All right, let's see if we can get this full screen and show everybody what we're talking about here. It's kind of a weird map.
It is.
But there we are, everybody. It's not due north, so that's a little confusing. But that's the swath of the country where this total annular eclipse is going to be happening. And so... And I had to educate my friend that it's not a total eclipse, but it's an annular eclipse.
Yes.
Because the difference is, do you know?
You explain it to me, but I don't want to ruin the thunder.
No, it's okay. the moon is closer to the Earth at this time, so when it comes in between the Earth and the sun, there will be that kind of ring of fire around the outside of the moon, which makes it an annular eclipse. If it was a total eclipse, the moon would be bigger and would totally block out the sun.
Completely.
Yeah, so that's the difference. But as you can see, right there across Farmington, Albuquerque, I'd say Roswell, New Mexico, other places I'm trying to see.
I don't know that stuff right there. I believe Carlsbad's right there, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes.
A little
bit, yep. In that corner of the state, and then coming in from Utah, and then the northeast corner of Nevada, and maybe southwest corner of Oregon. That's kind of the path that it's taking, and then going across a good part of West Texas.
Yeah, El Paso and all that stuff is right there, I believe. Or is it off to the side? I believe El Paso's about right there.
El Paso's a little bit out of the totality. Yeah. It's more kind of Midland, I'd say.
Well, there you go.
And some of those places. San Antonio happening. So there you go.
Those lucky people.
But that's next weekend, everybody. About, I think, 10:30 here is supposed to be the peak. Maybe starts an hour early when the moon starts moving across the sun.
When I looked it up way back when, they kind of gave you like a section of time. It was like 9 to 11 or something like that.
Something like that. That's true. So there you go. That's how it's going to be. We'll be able to check it out.
Maybe I'll just go to your house.
Come on over.
And just borrow your glasses.
Sure.
Hey, let me have it.
There you go. I'll share.
Yeah.
But we got
already looked at it for 5 seconds.
That's right. There you go. Well, very good. Well, I think we're almost out of time.
Are we really?
Actually.
Oh, yeah. Wow. We rambled on there for a while.
We kind of did ramble. I know.
We had a lot of stuff happening for us.
We had a full half an hour more of news to talk about Megan, but it's all right.
You know.
It's okay. It's all right. It's okay. But there you go. But we can talk about your show tomorrow before we go.
I will be doing kind of an obscure type thing. I'm not a very well-known artist, some Bel Air music.
This is like, World Beat.
Yes,
that we're talking about, by the way.
Yes, I'll be doing. I'll be doing World Beat Saturday at 11 a.m.
Right.
Tomorrow, so please tune in. We're going to be doing a Bel Air type style music. Again, the artist is not very well known, but it's like salsa music type thing. I was even dancing for you guys. Look at that.
What?
Okay. I did a little dance for you guys.
All right.
So that's going to be what I'm going to be doing.
Cool.
Have that ready for you guys. I'm sorry to say I did help put Megan's show in, but I don't know what Megan's show is.
Oh, her
but
theme.
But she does have a show.
She'll have a show tomorrow.
Ready for us to go.
9 to 11.
So it's going to just be a surprise. Surprise.
Okay. Well, it always is.
Yes.
A pleasant surprise.
Yes.
But Megan's show is radio-free Saturday morning, 9 to 11 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So even though she's not here, she's here tomorrow. How does that work?
Oh, my God.
That's amazing.
Okay. I'll be back.
All right. There you go. Cool. And a reminder, too, next week we will be here with our Solutions from the Street program. That will be the second Friday of October.
Yes.
And so we will be back with our Solutions from the Street. Megan will be here. Scott will not be here.
I will not. It's no. my break time. I'm going to go and just sit in the corner and
just
have coffee.
Okay.
I don't know.
Put on your solar eclipse glasses and just sit outside and wait for
some popcorn.
Saturday morning.
With my coffee and popcorn. Yeah,
there you go.
Such a great combo.
So that's it. But we'll be back the third Friday in October.
Yes.
The following week, of course, with this program. So we always appreciate your calls. When you do call in, spread the word. Let folks know, you know, if they want to talk about something, you know.
Yeah.
This is kind of a free form, you know.
Whoa.
If you want to go off on the roundabouts, call us up.
Careful, man. That's copyrighted. That's Megan's thing.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Don't get us in trouble.
You should talk about how much you love the roundabouts.
Yes.
Don't like them. Do like them. I don't, you know. We now have one here at San Juan College, which is really cool, I think.
We do. We have a whole project.
It's a big
here.
One. It's bigger than downtown's roundabouts. So I think folks will get used to it. So
it'll be fine.
There you are. All right, everyone. Well, we are going to call it a Friday this morning, but thank you for joining us, everyone. Scott Duran, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Mr. McLean. Thank you for being here.
It's hard to do the show by myself.
I think you could do it, though.
You think so?
Maybe.
I don't know.
But we need thank
more folks to call in.
Yeah.
That's what we could do. That'd be helpful. But everyone have a great, safe weekend. Enjoy whatever you plan to do. There's a lot going on. But we'll see you next time here on KSJE. Bye-bye. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.